Murph and Mark are here. John Murphy, Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team, brought to you by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest and get back to living. Well, the Bills and Jets not playing for the postseason, but this is a showdown, John, that a lot of fans have been waiting for. Josh Allen and Sam Darnold. What are you expecting?
I don't know what to expect. I mean, Darnold hasn't played in 3 weeks, because of his injury. I expect another good performance from Josh Allen. I think he's taken pretty significant steps in his last two starts. It's interesting because, you know, these two, part of the five-man quarterback class of 2018, this is the first time that two of those quarterbacks from that class have gone head-to-head against each other as starters. Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold played against each other back in week three, but as starters, this is the first time it happened. I think many Bills fans and probably Jets fans view this as a possible first matchup of several to come over, hopefully years to come, and looking to see who gets the early edge. But, you know, I know Josh Allen has played well in recent weeks. I expect him to take another step forward, and we'll see how Sam Darnold does. He's done okay. He's got nine starts so far this season. He's done okay. He's sort of prone to throwing interceptions, and the Bills will welcome that, if that happens on Sunday.
You know, Mark, it seems like the roles are kind of reversed here, where early in the year, of course, Sam Darnold, being the higher pick, had all the hype around him, had a really good showing his first ever game. And now it seems like, you know, he's cooled off quite a bit, and Josh Allen over the past couple of weeks has really taken the league by storm. They're starting to notice the Bills quarterback.
Yeah, and I would agree with John. He made some real positive strides last week. I mean, some of the throws he made were beautiful on the run and extending plays. And then he just, I mean, the linebacking core of the Miami Dolphins could not keep up with him when he got on the run. I mean, he just outran those guys and kept himself out of harm's way as well. So I thought he learned a lot while he was nursing that elbow injury, and it was profitable for him. And I think some of the mentorship with Derek Anderson in that quarterback room has been helpful as well. And the Bills have changed some things. I mean, they've added a vertical component to their passing game, which has been profitable. And those guys, the young guys, have come in and made some really good plays. And Zay Jones has really matured a lot this year, and seems like he and Josh Allen have a good connection as well. So nice to see them take some steps forward last week. There's no question about that.
Hey, you know, John, Mark just mentioned the passing game, kind of getting a vertical element back in there. How much does Josh Allen's, I wouldn't say newfound rushing ability, but maybe this, what we've seen over the past couple of weeks of his ability to really take it whenever the defense gives it to him, how much does that open up those passing opportunities for Allen that might have not been there to start the year?
I guess to a certain extent it would. It's almost the converse of that. I was thinking, you know, that maybe the ability, Josh Allen with his big arm and his willingness to throw it deep downfield opens things up for the running game. It should work that way anyway, especially not just for Josh, but for the running backs, LeSean McCoy and others. But, I mean, the Bills are kind of in the mode right now where they will take whatever they can get offensively. They can't be, you know, beggars can't be choosers, and they've been begging for offensive production since the season began back in September. So whatever it takes to move the ball down the field, they are in no position to be picky about it. They got to take whatever they can get.
You know, Mark, penalties have been a killer for the Bills, especially the last couple of weeks. Might we see that cleaned up somewhat on Sunday?
Well, I think that's an emphasis that Coach McDermott and this coaching staff likes to make sure they point out to these players. And certainly you're not going to win a lot of games. I mean, there's a couple of statistics that are pretty glaring. And when you have probably more than seven or eight penalties in a game, or when you turn the ball over and you lose that turnover ratio and you're giving the ball away, then you're going to have a tough time winning. I mean, if you look at the Jets, I think they're -7 or -8 on the year, and that's why they find themselves in the position they are there. So you can't do those things. I think last week a couple of those penalties, particularly the drive, it was a long drive by Miami, but it was aided by two really long penalties, the Milano interference, and then I think the Jordan Phillips when he unsportsmanlike conduct, which was just kind of exuberance on a play. And I didn't think that the penalty call was warranted at all, but they've got to be cognizant of those things. And you can't hurt yourself when you have a big play. You can't be calling it back because of a holding penalty or some other type of penalty. And you can't give teams opportunities to throw the ball down the field and give them by virtue of a penalty. So they'll clean it up, I think, and they'll need to clean it up if they're going to continue to put themselves in a position to win.
John, the Bills this week cutting ties with Kelvin Benjamin, but head coach Sean McDermott really didn't seem look back on the trade and say it was a bad idea. He kind of said that, you know, you've got to take some shots at players in this league to bring in some talent and see what they can do for you. Does it sound like, even though Kelvin Benjamin had a really rough year, that they're not going to be discouraged from doing this type of move again in the future?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think they're pretty aggressive, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, when it comes to player acquisition. And at the time, middle of last season, when they acquired Kelvin Benjamin, they needed help at receiver. They still do, as a matter of fact. But they desperately needed some help and shipped away a third-rounder and a seventh-rounder to get him. He was a guy that they knew a little bit about, having both been around him in Carolina. But, you know, he was coming off surgery. He had another surgery in the offseason. He just wasn't ready to play. I think he wasn't comfortable playing here, and because of his physical ailments and the surgery recover. And it just never worked out. And I think more than anything, the Bills were disappointed in his Benjamin's failure to assume a leadership role in the wide receiver room. They expected that they had a veteran guy who could work with some of the young receivers and show them the way. That didn't seem to be happening at all, and I think that's maybe what disappointed Sean McDermott most about Kelvin Benjamin, that he didn't assume leadership in the wide receiver meeting room.
Well, Mark, were you surprised that the Chiefs picked him up?
I'm not surprised that somebody picked him up, and the Chiefs, he's a guy that really, if he can catch contested balls, I mean, he has some real value in the short and intermediate area. I don't think he's going to stretch the field particularly, but I think he does have some value in this league. It's like a big puzzle, and when they're trying to put the pieces together, and Brandon Bean and Coach McDermott, you have these puzzle pieces, and you put them in, you say, does this one fit? And you're not quite sure. It might look like it fits, but doesn't quite fit with the group of guys that you're trying to put together, and maybe he'll fit somewhere else. I mean, I'm not surprised that somebody picked him up pretty quickly, because he certainly has a lot of talent and was heralded coming out of college and did some good things in Carolina, but things did not unfold the way anybody expected, Kelvin Benjamin or the Bills coaching staff or the organization, when they brought him into the fold. So, again, not surprised that somebody picked him up. I don't know if he'll be a fit for Kansas City or not. That remains to be seen.
Hey, John, it's going to be great weather for tailgaters on Sunday. It's supposed to be sunny, maybe 30, 35 degrees, and not what a lot of people were expecting when they heard about all these December home games when the schedule was released. Do you prefer maybe a nicer day like we'll see on Sunday to, you know, the snow and all the elements?
Well, you know, it's almost Sunday's game will almost be the one-year anniversary of the Indianapolis Colts snow game last year, which was sort of a memorable game. Not sort of, it was a memorable game for most of the attendees there, players, fans, broadcasters, everybody. You don't want one of those very often, but it was an incredible sight. And it was, as I said, just about a year ago this coming Sunday when the Bills and Colts played that game. You know, this is the fourth straight year the Bills have played three home games in the month of December. That's a lot. It's a lot to ask of fans, I guess. And I know many fans are looking for some relief on that score, but on the other hand, you know, and Mark Kelso played on Bills teams that relished home games in December, you know, like Marv Levy used to say, when it's too cold for them, it's just right for us. So there's kind of an interesting balancing act there when it comes to home games in December.
Yeah, Mark, what about you? Which do you prefer?
Yeah, I like it cold. And the only issue is, and I haven't been around practice a lot with Coach McDermott in the fold in his staff, but if they're practicing outside, it becomes a distinct advantage. There's no question for the players, because they learn how to handle that, the weather situation, and the weather anomalies can be severe in Buffalo, as we all know. And we really felt it was a benefit during my career, no question about it. I could probably count on one hand how many times we practiced inside the entire length of time that I was in Buffalo, and it was a distinct advantage.